chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to be here with you guys, as I am every Wednesday, as we come live before you. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So listen, I'm going to tell you something. You got to tell everybody that we're on Google Play. We're on Alexa. We are also in the app on BBS Radio's app, so you can download the app and listen to us everywhere. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, everybody that they can tune in live and join us and all the fun, because you don't know what we're going to talk about. You don't know what Gina G's got to say. You don't know what's going on anytime we are live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So it's always a loads of fun. I want to go right into the weather, you guys, because we are going to be hot today here in DC. Our high today is going to be 94 degrees. Oh my gosh. Then we go down. We're going to have mild weather all throughout the week, but then I'm just telling you how it's so weird. We're going to go down to 66 degrees on Saturday. So that, be ready for that, you guys. Right now in Detroit, you are cloudy and you are 63 degrees. Your high is going to be 65. You got thunderstorms and showers coming after 2 o'clock all evening long, so be ready for that. They're also going to stay with you until tomorrow. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 83 degrees and your high is going to be 87. Lots of sun. You're partly cloudy now, but you got sunshine. London, you are 57 degrees. You are going to wake up to 55 degrees, but you're sunny right now. Well, sunny is going to be your sunshine is for tomorrow. Los Angeles, you are 60 degrees. Your high is going to be 79. Sunshine today. Augusta, Georgia, you are 84 degrees and you are sunny. Your high is 95 degrees. Miami, you are 80 degrees right now. You got your high is going to be 84 and you got thunderstorms coming this evening after 5. It's a low chance, but you're going to get some kind of shower. Australia, you are 75 degrees right now. Oh my Lord. You're going to wake up to 71, but your high tomorrow is going to be 101. And Saturday, you guys, be ready for that heat. It's going to be windy though, but still sunny and hot. 105 degrees in Australia. Be ready for that on Saturday, you guys. Let's see. Hawaii, you are 58 degrees. Your high is going to be 70 degrees. You definitely got some showers coming after 12 p.m., so be ready for that. Puerto Rico, you are 80 degrees, and you've got thunderstorms coming this afternoon after 2 o'clock. You're going to wake up tomorrow to 66 degrees. Your high is going to be partly sunny tomorrow, 78, but thunderstorms all week long until Sunday is expected for you. All right, Puerto Rico. All right, you guys, I love you so much. And if God is, you know, just saying that if he, if it, whatever your weather is, and if I didn't say your continent, your city, your state, or whatever, know that it is still in God's hands and he is in control. No matter what's going on with you, just know that he is in control and have the final say, and he loves you. And guess what? So do I. So I'm going to take a brief moment. We're going to take a brief moment from our sponsor, and then we're going to be doing the ministerial moment. And then we have Chef Patrice going to be joining us. Oh my God, this girl's food is amazing. I want her to tell us all about her restaurant and everything that God is doing. And then we got Gina G, and we got fitness personal trainer Elizabeth Brooks is going to be joining us too, giving us 5 minutes of fitness. So we'll be right back after the sponsor's message. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, I've been reading out of the Keys Against the Enemy, you guys, and if you haven't gotten your copy, it's a daily devotional, 90-day spiritual daily devotional, and it's going to apply to your God-given authority. This is going to help you with your prayer life, and so I'm going to read out of day 39. I've gotten so many reviews about this book, you guys. So many people have said that they started to read it and they couldn't put it down. Like, they could not wait and do it every day. They just read right on through it, and I love that. Nothing's wrong with that. And then they can go and reference a day that they want to meditate on each day or whatever, because, you know, however you want to read it, you need to get it to read it. So go and get it. It's everywhere fine books are sold. All right. So listen, day 39, when the fire is hot, God has a plan for your life, and the gates of hell will not prevail against them. Learn to trust in the Lord and lean not onto your own understanding. Proverbs 3:4. He is your deliverer in a time of need. He will come through to cool you right off. Even if the timing is not right now for you to come out, know that you are coming out, and that this is a time of refining in the heat. Believe you are coming out and trust God to bring you out. Right now, some of you may be going through what would appear to be a fiery hot transition. Some of you may feel like you have just been dropped off in the middle of hell. If you can relate to this, please wait on God. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you can reference that in Daniel chapter 3. When the enemy turned that fire higher and higher, they could do nothing but call on and depend on God. Because of their determination and trusting God, their father was then able to deliver them right in the face of their enemies. Believe me, he is doing a purging in the heat and cleaning and a cleansing in the heat. He knows exactly what you are going through, and he will deliver you. Only this time you are coming out for good. Somebody really needs to praise God right there, because you're going to come out of it for good. Will you choose to believe that this fire will ultimately bring you out from the things that hold you bound? They will be no longer, in Jesus' name. You are free, says the Spirit of the Lord, and who the Son is set free is free indeed. John 8:36. You know, I really need to pick up the book and read it myself, because I can just relate to even that. And I just asked God to just, you know, direct me to what day he wanted me to read out of. I'm telling you, I have been in this warfare and this battle and this situation of my life for a long, long time. Long time. I could just say long, maybe 100 more times, because it's been all my life. It has been one of those things where I just don't understand how much longer and what I need to learn out of it. And, you know, what else can I do? I mean, I've prayed, I've fasted, I've, you know, done deliverance. I've called out demons. I've asked God, I've pleaded with God. I've prayed to God. I've praised God. I've danced. I've given money and sown into the kingdom. I've done, and I'm still, and sometimes it just overwhelms me, you know, to the point that I just want to give up. And, you know, I just don't get it, you know, and I think what I need to know more about, because I really believe that the ministry of the gospel is great, but I think that we get so programmed to say all of the right things, you know, oh, you're going to come out and this and that, and, you know, it's a blessing, and all of that is true. But I think some of us need to know why, you know, like, come on, Holy Spirit, this is definitely for me, and I hope this is blessing you. But I think about Peter, when Jesus told Peter how he was going to die. You know, that is such an example to me, and it's like really resonating in my spirit. I believe that we have been destined to go through certain fires and certain battles and live a certain way. And I think that we should ask God to help us with that. Like to be like even Jesus knew that he was going to be crucified, you know, but he walked the earth and he still trusted the Father and he still knew that he was going to be hung on that cross. You know, and so I believe that there's something to that. I believe that, you know, instead of me asking it away, I have to ask, you know, I have to ask for the strength to be able to endure it. I have to ask for the wisdom to get it. I have to accept that it's not for me, but it's for a testimony. Even me telling this now is helping someone. But I think the more that we start thinking it's gonna just completely be gone and you know, ple you know, that and we just anticipate that. But I do believe that it is an end to everything. I do believe that, you know, God is in control, and I do believe that. I do believe that, you know, like he said to the Israelites, your enemies you will see no more. I do believe that we have to overcome everything and not just survive through the next thing and through the next thing. So what I'm saying is that I do believe that this thing has been such a challenge for me that maybe, you know what, this is something that I have to just embrace. I have to like know that this is just where I'm, this is where, this is part of my journey. And I have to just ask God for the strength and ask for the wisdom and ask for the revelation so I can help people in this arena. Because the more that I talk about it and I write about it, the more it seems like people can relate to it. So it's definitely an audience that can relate, but we just don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We feel ashamed or we don't, you know, and I'm not even really talking about it right now. I'm just, you know, just kind of working around it. And maybe it's something that I will build up on in next week. So you got to tune in to hear about it. But if this helps you get started, read about how, you know, Jesus told Peter about how he was going to end up, you know, being beaten and all of this stuff, and he was going to die. And also read about what Jesus went through when he was hung up on the cross and how he knew because he told the disciples. So I'm not talking about death. I'm just talking about this thing. Whatever your struggle is, this is part of your journey. And it may seem like you've been asking. I think about the thorn for Paul. He put, you know, God gave Paul a thorn. You know, he said he asked for it to go away. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. So read about that too. I'm going to do all the things that I'm telling you to do because I need to, you know, really get it in my spirit because there's something to that. And I just feel like God wants to minister to us today. All right. So listen, I love you and God loves you. So this has been Ministerial Moment, and I hope this blessed you. Go ahead and get your copy of The Keys Against the Enemy. It's a daily devotional, and it's going to bless you. I assure you, get your copy right now. All right? All right. So now we're going to go right into gear right here because I got my girl, my cutie pie, my sister, this one and only Chef Patrice. Hi, how are you?
Sorry about that. I have the phone on mute. Hi, how are you?
Hi, sister. How are you?
Good, good.
So, listen,
Oh
I'm
my
glad that
God,
we
this is
got you.
so exciting.
I'm so glad that I can have you on because I'm telling you, you make the best food and it's just so universal and it's just a beautiful thing. I went to your restaurant, me and my guests, and we had a wonderful time. It's so simply, it's like I don't even know how to describe it, but it's funky and it's abstract and it's cool and you got the coolest music and you have the best food ever. I mean, it's just so cool. So please tell everybody what the name of the restaurant is and what's the concept of the restaurant.
We just opened the first tabletop Korean barbecue in Washington, D.C. It's called Gogi Yogi. Gogi Yogi in Korean means meet here. So it's a cool little double entendre, like, you know, meeting up with friends here or just meet as in like, you know, meat that you eat.
Oh,
So,
wow.
yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
Gogi
Gogi
Yogi.
means meat. Yeah, Gogi means meat and Yogi means here in Korean.
I
Yeah,
absolutely love it. I
so
took so many pictures. I took so many, girl. You go on my Instagram account, you'll see me walking from the restaurant, walking in the restaurant, eating the food.
I did
I
see
took so many
that.
pictures. I'm so happy for you. Okay, so tell us how you became a chef, and where did all this passion come from?
Oh wow. Yeah, I mean it started I think a long time ago. But I was doing different things, going to school, different career paths. But I think the passion for cooking was always there. I've always cooked, growing up. My mom cooked all the time for us too, so I was always in the kitchen with her. I cooked for my friends, and then one day, a couple years ago, I cooked a dinner like for a dinner party and thought to myself, oh my God, that was so much fun. Is there any way I can like do this more? So I started hosting weekly dinner parties out of my apartment, and offering it on Airbnb experiences and just kind of networking within my own network. And so yeah, I mean, and from there I was getting bookings and kind of doing it on a consistently basis. And then I had this idea to kind of focus on Korean food. And
Wow.
I've been doing, yeah, I'm half Korean, so I think I've always kind of wanted to share, my like love for Korean food with people. And so yeah, so I started focusing on Korean food and hosting Korean barbecue dinner parties out of my apartment. Just focusing on that tabletop grill specifically. And then yeah, and then I ran across an article with Duke's Grocery, who are the owners of Gogi Yogi, and I heard that they were potentially opening the first Korean barbecue in DC, and I was like, a friend of mine actually like forwarded me that link, and I was like, no way, that's so cool. And so I just kind of like reached out to them and was like, hey, I'm doing these dinner parties out of my apartment. I would love to be a part of the project in any way. And so here we are.
Wow, that is just what blew my mind. It's just, and I had to have you come on and tell that because that's so much favor in that. But I love how you were just so you pursued your passion and your gift. And so it has really, really done a wonderful, I mean, it's just been a blessing because I just enjoyed it. I can't wait. When Gina comes in town, we're definitely going to come because it's so good. I had the lamb chops and it's really just, it's so interactive. Active. That's another thing that I like. What's that grill thing? Let everybody know how the concept of it is. We come in and we, let walk us through what a meal is like there.
Yeah, so Korean barbecue, I mean, there's a few of those restaurants out in Virginia, Annandale, Falls Church, and some other further out areas from DC. So the concept really has always been there. It's just, I think, that's one way Koreans enjoy food. And it's one of my favorite ways. So, yeah, you basically come in and we have these tables that have built-in grills. And you choose your meats from the menu, your grilled meat options, and then you get it cooked right in front of you. Our staff, handles that for you as well, if you're, a little uncomfortable about that. And then traditionally, there's a bunch of banchans, and banchans are just like small Korean dishes that complement kind of the grilled meats and kind of brings like some of those flavors together because, meat can be a little fatty, so most of the banchans are a little bit more acidic to kind of cut that fat. And, there's lots of spice and flavor, and it's just a really, wonderful experience. And then we also have some other, from the kitchen items that are a few traditional dishes, Korean dishes, and some not so traditional. So, yeah, it's been fun to kind of have those menu items on there as well. For people to kind of order with the experience. We have like a hangover soup, paejeon, which is like a Korean seafood pancake. So a few different things that really are things that I grew up with. So it's been really cool to kind of share that with folks.
I absolutely thought it was fantabulous. So, I mean, the sauces, the smears, I don't know what they're called, but I know they got all kind of flavor and the vegetables and it's light. I mean, I ate all of my lamb chops and I still would have room. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of food, but you're not weighed down. So it's a great place to stop by, get dinner, go walk down the street, go dancing, listen to a band somewhere, walk the neighbor. I mean, it's really, really not heavy at all. And it was so flavorful and so impactful. So you got to make your reservations. Tell them exactly where the location is, the name of the restaurant again, and how they can follow you and connect with you.
So again, Goggy Yogi, we're First Tabletop Korean Barbecue in DC. We're right off of Florida and 8th Street Northwest, right in the heart of like the U Street corridor area. So great location. I hope everyone comes out and gives it a try.
Oh, good. Well, I love it. I'm coming back, and Gina's gonna come with me, right, Gina?
Yay.
Gina's gonna be with me. All right then, Patrice, I love you, and I shall see you soon.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
You are so welcome. Love you. All right, we'll be taking a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Gina G with Trending T. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
We're just going to say whatever you want. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, I'm Eddie LaVert. I'm with the OJs. And whenever I need some medical attention, whenever I need any kind of attention, whenever I need something for my ears, for my heart, for my soul, I tune in to Dr. Gina's radio show.
I love it. I love it.
I like that. Let's just keep it like that.
We're going to, but can you just say Dr. Gina's radio chat?
Radio Shack, right?
Yeah, Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Shack.
Chat, like chatting, like having a chat. We're
chat.
Talking, chat, yeah.
All right, go for it.
I love it here at Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Yes.
Outstanding. I'm getting shivers.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, that was funny. That was Mr. LaVert himself. So Eddie LaVert, so that was always fun to hear them do that. That was such a legend and so cool. All right, you guys, we're going on Gina G with the Trinity. I say Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she said? She got the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. What she say? The Trinity with Gina G. Ba-dum-bum. Hey, Gina.
I'm telling you, my song just gets better every time. Every time. Well, beautiful people, it is your girl, Gina G, with this Trending Tea. And I'm telling y'all, I got it for you. And I actually have one surprise that I'm telling y'all about in a second that I'm so excited about, and I knew it. And I just wish they would have said it a long time ago. But anyway, I'm going to start off with this Louisiana woman, you guys, was arrested for allegedly attacking her husband with a Nerf gun.
Oh.
Now, you heard, a Nerf gun. A Nerf gun after she suspected that he was cheating.
Uh-oh.
So,
So I guess she felt like he was cheating, and she got her son's Nerf gun and went on a rampage, honey, and was arrested. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I'm telling y'all right now, put the guns down. Rather, it's a Nerf gun, water gun, a real gun. Put the guns down. We are trying to promote nonviolence here. Put the guns away. Nerf guns are included. The NBA is working with the, Alabama police to coordinate a date for DeMarcus Cousins to surrender for his domestic violence case. So I don't know if you guys have been following along, but there is a NBA star by the name of DeMarcus Cousins who allegedly threatened to shoot the mother of his son because she would not allow the boy to come to his wedding.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is going to be for the mothers real quick. Let that baby go to his wedding. That's his son. And although that's his new woman that he getting ready to marry, come on now. You know he want his son to be a part of his wedding. Now, to me, that's just, come on now, people. We got to do better than that, ladies. And as for him, I don't care if I say no. Don't threaten my life. don't threaten me. I said no, and no is no. He ain't going. So I can understand both sides of the case, but come on, you guys. This domestic violence is just, it's just ridiculous. Even from the Nerf guns to my man making threats. Let's just, we got to be able to work it out, y'all. Hey, we ain't learned nothing from Will and Jada. Good Lord. Georgia's anti-abortion law has been blocked by a federal judge. You know, they have had, earlier this year, Georgia's anti-abortion law caused an, you know, immediate uproar, like, you know, with several big names in Hollywood, you know, actors and stuff like that, basically just saying that women should have their own choice on what they want to do with their body, if they want to have an abortion or not. So, and my, I guess my, what you want to call it, I guess my opinion or my outlook on that is, it's your body. It's your body, yeah. Ladies, and I think a woman should have a choice to, you know, to have an abortion or not. And, you know, in all honesty, because this is Dr. Gina's radio chat and we keep it real around here, I have had one. And I'm going to tell you right now, I thank the good Lord for my decision, because I wouldn't be wanting to walk around here with two children and the baby daddy that don't act right. All I'm saying is, leave these ladies alone. It's their body. Let them do what they want to do. We're going to switch it over to the men now. Waka Flocka, I don't know if the world knows him. Maybe some people do. But he is like a kind of a big name rapper based out of Atlanta, Georgia. He tweeted, in this are quotes, men are not supposed to be happy, bro. We're supposed to work like slaves, pay all the bills, do everything our woman says, and die. Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, you heard what I said. Yeah, you heard what I said. Waka Flocka has tweeted this, and it has caused a uproar. So I don't understand when he says that men are not supposed to be happy. I don't know if he's being sarcastic. I don't know what his deal is. But I think everybody should be happy in a relationship. The man, the woman. I mean, yes, the man should pay the bills. But, I mean, I think that in a relationship, it's a partnership. So I'm not really understanding what Waka Flocka's situation is. But if you have an opinion, why don't you go ahead and DM me, and maybe I'll read some comments on next week's show about that. Because Waka Flocka out here tripping. Because I know it's the men out here that are very happy in their relationships, and they pay the bills. That's all I'm saying. Tyler Perry gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you guys. Big ups to Tyler Perry, who is, of course, a producer, actor. I mean, he is everything. So basically his studio is built on slave grounds that used to be a slave plantation, and now it is a Tyler Perry studio. So big up to him for getting his star. I also want a big congratulations to Erica Mena and Safari. If you know these people, they are reality TV show stars. They've both been on Love & Hip Hop. Actually, both Love & Hip Hop New York, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. We've seen them probably on both of them. But they're having a baby. I am so excited for this couple, you guys. Everybody thinks they're weird, and she's been around the world, and But let me tell you something. God got a man for you. And God got a woman for you. And they found each other. They're already planning their wedding. And now she has done her maternity shoot. And she looks amazing. So big ups to Safari and Erica Mena. She's finally calmed down, you guys. She's just been one of them people that's kind of, you know, kind of been out and been seen with everybody. So it's good to know that she's getting married. And my sweetheart is having a baby. Oh, my gosh. So, Gina, there's a lot of tea going on, but I want to also just send out our love and prayers to, I don't know, have you seen what is this movie called? Shottas. Have you seen Shottas before? It's like a Jamaican inspired movie about like Jamaican gangsters and things like that. I don't know if you've seen it, but he was also in a movie called Belly, which is with DMX, which is kind of a classic as well. But the gentleman that played the Rasta, his real name, he's a dancehall legend. Let me get his name. Louis Rankin. He's known as Teddy Buckshot. He passed away in a car accident. He was working on a movie, and he passed away in Canada in a car accident yesterday. So we want to send out our love and prayers to his family and friends. I mean, he's just a great empire to, like, the reggae community. So he will be missed. And last but not least, because I got to say it, Gina, I got to say it, Amber Geyer found guilty of murder of the fatal shooting of Basem Jean. If you remember, you guys, last year, the young lady who was a police officer claimed that was her apartment and she killed the intruder. I don't know if you remember that story, but I don't know if you remember, it was a lady who was a police officer, and I guess she walked into her apartment and, you know, she killed someone that she thought was an intruder. Come to find out, it was not her apartment. She walked into her boo apartment, because come to find out that they dated. And she killed this man in cold blood. Yes, honey. She killed this man in cold blood. Apparently, he was talking to someone else, or whatever the case may be. But, honey, she was found guilty yesterday. Hallelujah. And she faces a maximum of life in prison. So she was found guilty yesterday. I'm not sure what they gave her. I'm not sure if they gave her life. I will dig into more details. I haven't found that on the web yet, but I know she was found guilty, and I'm so excited because these police officers have been getting away with killing innocent, you know, people, period. Even, of course, black people, but this lady actually walked into his apartment, and he had to let her in, people, because this apartment was one of those apartments like in a high rise. So, you know, like the doors, you know, kind of when you open and close, they close behind you, like a latch that closes. So that door was closed. There's no way that she could have, walked up and the door been open, or she used her key and accidentally thought it was her apartment, whatever lies that she told. But she is found guilty, so justice was served, and I'm so excited about it. I'm just so excited about it because she knows she was wrong for killing that man in cold blood, Gina. Cold-blooded in his own apartment. So she, justice is served, you guys. And that's all the tea I got for y'all right now. But I just want you guys to go on Instagram and look at The Shade Room and check out Erica Mena's maternity shoot. It is one of the cutest that I've seen. And, you know, that's all the tea I got, child. I mean, it's boiling over. It's so much going on. But to me, that was my tea word, the steal. So this has been your girl, Gina G, with the trending tea.
Well, I just got one thing to say because the abortion thing, I don't really know what's going on. I know that that's been a very touchy subject. I don't believe in abortion unless it's like, I don't know. I teeter with that because, you know, if somebody got raped or, you know, if some kind of, you know, some kind of rapish type of thing or something like that, then I'm a little more sensitive to that because that would be hard for me to do. And that's just something between that person and God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's a little difficult for me. That would be difficult for me because, you know, I have done that as well. And I've repented for it. I wrote about it in Born Into Sin, Transforming the Destiny. So it's out there. You know, I was young and just naive. I just recommend that everybody use protection. That's what I just highly recommend. And that way, you know, whoever's right, wrong, or whoever's opinion or whatever, you know, because we choose life, you know, that's what we, you know, about in the kingdom is about choosing life and loving and, you know, giving somebody else the opportunity to have the child if you don't want the child. I recommend that you use protection anyway, because there's so many things going on like herpes and HIV and AIDS. So if you don't want none of that, you know, then you won't have to worry about having no babies. That's what I'd say.
True.
With that being said, but great stuff. Love the trending tea with Gina G. Always good stuff. We're going to take a commercial break and then we're going to come right back with Elizabeth Brooks. I've got a letter that somebody emailed me. I don't even know, y'all, if I should even say it, but I am. Because like Gina said, we keep it real. Gina, I didn't even tell you about it because I wanted you to be just as shocked as I was when I got it. And we're going to talk about it. So tell everybody to tune in real close. But we got to first get this commercial break done. And we got to hear the Fitness Five with Elizabeth Brooks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yay.
And Doug, play Gina's drop.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and my girl, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Two Ginas, watch out, world.
I love it. I want to hear that every single time. Okay. I want to hear that every Wednesday, at least somewhere. We're gonna put it in with the other stuff because I want to hear that, and I want to hear all the other drops too. Because I want to, we're gonna put yours like for a break. Like, well, I'll figure it out anyway. I'm doing format stuff on the show. I'm sorry, you guys. Listen, Elizabeth Brooks, Fitness Five. Let's go. What you doing, Elizabeth? What you got?
Hi, how's it going? This is Elizabeth, of course, and I am going to give you guys, we're going to talk today about fitness and breast cancer.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Everybody's probably aware that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so I wanted to make sure that I highlighted some issues around exercise and breast cancer, and how having a healthy exercise-filled life can help reduce your cancer risk, as well as help you with those symptoms if you are going through treatment for a breast cancer. Just a few statistics that I want everybody to be aware of. First of all, about 1 in 8 U.S. women, about 12%, will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. And about 41,760 women in the United States are expected to die of breast cancer in 2019. But those death rates, because they've been doing so much research and so much good work relating to breast cancer, are actually decreasing, and they have been decreasing since 1989. But in relating to exercise, regular exercise, we know, is an important part of, you know, a really healthy lifestyle. But more and more research is showing that exercise can reduce the risk of breast cancer coming back if you have already had a diagnosis. And it can reduce the risk of developing breast cancer if you've never been diagnosed. And that is really amazing news. The American College on Sports Medicine has reviewed a bunch of data since 2010 and concluded that exercise is safe during and after all kinds of breast cancer treatments. And so I wanted to just highlight some of those things that exercise can help you with if you're going through this particular challenge. Exercise will help improve your physical functioning. It'll help improve your quality of life if you're going through the breast cancer treatment. It'll help improve your cancer-related fatigue. Exercise can also help you maintain a healthy body weight. We know that. And that, of course, keeping that body weight healthy is one of the help reduce some of your risk factors for breast cancer. And exercise can help ease the treatment side effects of chemotherapy, any of the medications that you may be taking, and the side effects that they may be having on your body. In addition to that, exercise, we know this, can definitely help boost your energy levels. Just make sure, before you get involved in any exercise program, that you check with your doctor about specific exercises that you should be doing and can do. You know, make sure you get a clearance for certain exercises relating to your breast cancer treatment, like exercises that you want to be aware of, is like swimming, resistance bands, pull-ups, push-ups, you know, doing P90X, you know, which tends to involve a lot of shoulders and chest exercises, including exercises like tennis, cross-country skiing. Make sure you get your doctor's clearance before participating in any of those particular activities, because they do have a little extra stress on the arms and shoulders. And I just wanted to give you those final recommendations from the American College of Sports Medicine. This is for cancer survivors. This is the kind of exercises you want to make sure that you are participating in. You want to make sure you're getting a minimum of about 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise every single week, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise. And this is aerobic activity, okay? As related to your resistance exercises, we need to do muscle strengthening exercises. But you want to make sure you keep the intensity of those exercises in the moderate range and do that 2 times per week. And really large multi-joint movement kinds of strength exercises. And then finally, don't forget about stretching, particularly if you've had a mastectomy, anything of that sort. Stretching is a really important part of keeping those pec muscles, getting those pec muscles engaged again, and that range of motion back in the chest muscle. And you want to make sure you're stretching major muscle groups and tendons daily. Okay? So Breast Cancer Awareness Week, month, everybody, that's October. I want to just, clue you guys into remembering and help you to remember that exercise is just a really important part of staying healthy, but it can really help you get through a breast cancer diagnosis challenge and get on the other side of the cure. All right?
Well, I love that, Elizabeth, because you know what? I really love that, because I think people get stuck. I've never gotten that diagnosis. I pray to God that I never will. But my heart goes out to those that have. And, you know, I can only imagine
that I would be stuck. And just remember, you can reach me on www.thinkingcorrectly.com or at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com.
Okay. When you said that, like, called it a challenge, I thought that was really, really, really good. That was good stuff, because I would be stuck if I heard that. So when you say challenge, it gives them something else to think about, and then make them feel like they're being active in their recovery. You know what I'm saying? So that's such a good thing. And I just believe that, you know, and then your diet, and just really getting involved and doing the research and finding out what kind of remedies. I know that people are using hemp and, you know, marijuana, medical marijuana and CBD, but they're saying that medical marijuana is good, better than the CBD, because the CBD stuff, I've been really looking into that, Gina, you know, that they say the CBD is, you don't know what's in it, and it's just so, out there, they're putting it in everything, and you know, you don't know how much to use, and just all these different things that they were saying, the downfalls of CBD. But do your research, and that's what I would suggest. Okay, so Gina, you're there, right? Are you here?
I sure am.
Okay. All right. Well, that was good stuff. So we're gonna shift gears a little bit, because I got a letter from someone. Okay. It's a sex thing. So I was really shocked, you know, but we do keep it real here on Gina, you know, Dr. Gina's radio chat with Gina G and me. So we do keep it real, you guys. This might be a little bit too real, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. So, you know, a lot of single women out here, and they know that I'm dating. So, you know, I've been dating. I'm not, you know, with any one person.
Come on, ma'am.
I've been dating, yeah, and, you know, I'm hoping love find me. You know, I'm believing God for that, but I'm dating, so that's how we're going to keep it for right now. But anyway, so this, I guess the question is to me because, you know, I've been dating and, you know, they know that I've been on apps and stuff like that, so they're trying to, you know, see if I've run into anything, but, you know, not being, you know, active myself at the moment, you know, I don't know this, and I've never ran into this before, but this person has because they are sexually active. So they were with someone, and they say here that they were with, I've been with someone dating them periodically now for about 2 months, and she says that they got, things got hot and heavy, and they, you know, were kissing and touching on each other, and she accidentally touched, Gina, help me.
I don't know what, hey, spit it out. Let me see what's going on.
Help me. Okay. So, oh my God. Okay. Let me be mature about this. Okay. I have a doctor's degree. Let me do this.
Come on, Dr. Gina. Come on, Dr.
Okay.
Gina.
So she said she accidentally touched his back end part. Okay. And she said that he enjoyed it a little more than what she liked.
Oh, yeah.
And now she feels that he might be, you know, on two teams.
Whew. Right. Okay.
And it goes on, but I'm going to see what you say first. What do you have to say about that?
Okay. Now, wow. Okay,
but he says he's a believer and all of this, you know,
well,
it says that he's a believer
a lot,
and everything.
Already,
and you know,
he's been
married. Okay, go ahead, Gina.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. First of all, none of that matters. He could be married now, okay? Don't none of that matter. But this is what I want to say upon that. Now, my experience with talking to males, they don't like that. they don't care for that as much. Okay. Now, in his situation, maybe some people have a tendency to have a little more, you know, little hey side than other people. So he might just like anything that makes him feel, you know, nice. Not necessarily that he may be playing for both teams, but he may like something a little nice. So I don't know,
Gina. Okay, so it goes on and says that she said that she wanted to really see for herself.
Mm.
And so she put it upon herself and stuck something
and tried,
in there.
And he liked.
And it went in.
Whoa, wait. Now you got to back up. Cause wait. What went in? Okay. Dr. Gina's radio chat, live radio. Okay, so it went one of her extensions of her hand.
Right, exactly. You know, because I'm struggling here.
I know, and me too.
You know, we get it real, but this is a lot real. But I want to help the girl out because she's dating and she's been waiting, and I don't want her to settle for something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
well,
this is a touchy thing. Like, is this somebody that, you know, that you can just pass that by? Are you comfortable with doing? See, these are the questions I would like to ask her.
She said
she wasn't comfortable. In the letter, she says, I was not comfortable at all, but I had to see how far he was willing to go.
You better hush up. Then listen to me right here. Then that's going to be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not planning on doing it. I'm not excited if you need me to do it. So, yeah, that would be a no. Mm-mm. It's too many fish in the sea.
I would say the same thing. I would say no too, sister. I just feel like if it makes you feel, you know, like she went on to say, you know, it felt perverted, even though I know, she said, even though I know that I should not be indulging because I am, you know, a believer, a Christian by faith, and I know that I should abstain from sex. I do have my weak moments and I do have to deal with those things. But then just to like be involved in something like that, she said it was just too much for me. That's what she said. It was just too much. But everything else about him was great. Well, listen, if you don't feel good about it, don't do it.
Then,
you know,
right,
that's the one thing. If you don't feel good about it, then don't do it. If it makes you feel icky and, you know, whatever
like
it's making you feel on top of what
yeah.
you got going on, girl, you don't need nobody else's stuff. You got enough on your, that's what I say. I got enough of my own to pray through
right,
to
I deal
with.
I'm already dealing with dating and I'm dealing with it being different and I'm dealing with being a believer in dating. And then here you come just like,
with all,
fun with all these new things you want me to do. I don't know that type of stuff. And I definitely ain't doing it to somebody that I'm dating or someone that is just a casual friend. You know, maybe when you're married and you and your husband is trying to do some things, that's a different story. But just somebody out here, you don't know how many fingers and slips. So I say no.
Yeah.
I
would say no too. I would say no. I got somebody here that said, he said if she isn't comfortable, then walk away. It sounds like he is into a lot of things she isn't into. Well, you know, okay, we got somebody that called in. Okay, well, what you gonna say about it? Introduce yourself.
Sure, my name is Mundell.
Okay, hi, Mundell. Okay, so
hi,
your take
you?
Is what?
My take is she's lying about a lot of stuff. She keeps talking about being a believer like that. That codes her behavior. It really doesn't. Plus, how you accidentally slip something in his backside? What they got going on? What did they have going on? What was she doing back there?
You better say it, because I was trying to figure out what happened.
They got a whole lot. That story got a whole lot of holes. She ain't telling it all.
I don't even.
I'm right. Right. She probably had toys and everything waiting on that.
Well, I don't know. This is what she felt comfortable to say. And personally, I hated even reading it.
But I agree with the caller because there's a lot of loose holes. Because what are you guys doing that you're even on that, you know, that you're even in that type of position, you know, where it can happen? And then slipping is, you know, maybe if you fell on his, you know, maybe with your whole hand, open hand, you felt on his booty. But now we got extensions of fingers. Where'd that come from? I'm with caller number one. I'm sorry. I'm with caller number one. It's a lot of holes in this story. We need to figure it out. Let's email
literally.
Her back.
Literally.
Like, literally, there's too many holes.
Well,
you know
Mundell,
what
are you into that? Are you into that type of thing?
No, I don't. I'm not into pegging. I'm not into any of that. Well, I'm a freak, but not that type of freak. That's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you, caller, for tuning
Wait a
in
minute,
and calling in. I mean, I guess, because, you know, I guess this was a subject that somebody had to say something. So
somebody said, let me call that 727 number. Okay, I have a question for the caller.
Okay.
So are you still there?
Are you still there, Mundell? Well, I'm sure
I am
listening.
Here.
Oh, you can hear us? Okay, what's the question, Jane?
Okay, I have a question for you. So what if you say that the roles were reversed and you were in this situation and it was a female and she wanted something oddly, you know, satisfying done to her? Is that something that you're willing to try, or because of who you are, you're like, I'm not trying and we ain't trying to find somebody else?
Wait, I mean, like, how odd are we talking about? Like, this situation that this letter, this email was about is way too odd for me. That ain't my blood.
Okay.
But, I mean, if it's odd, like, She wanna have
said way off.
Maybe she want to hang. Yeah, maybe she want to, I don't know, flip, do three cartwheels and land on. I don't know. But just something in the realm that you're, I guess, something that you're not comfortable with. How about that? Something that you're, that you've never done before. There we go. Something you've never done before, and it's kind of like, is it something that you are willing to
What's
try?
What's a deal breaker? I guess that's what she asked him. What's the deal breaker for you if a girl wanted you to, I mean, your wife or whoever asked you to do something, you know, something.
Odd.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm, okay, so I'm a country man. I'm from North Carolina. And I, that's not to say that there are no, you know, freaky people in North Carolina. But I am not into anything around my backside or another man being in the bedroom when I'm in the bedroom at all. So, I mean, you know, beyond that, we can have conversations.
Okay. Doug said dressing up in women's underwear, for example. This conversation is going way too far from my comfort.
We're all out of it now.
I just wanted to read the letter. Listen, single Christian girls, listen,
don't
Linda.
Do
you don't have to do anything. I know you're ready for a mate. God's going to send you someone. Take your time. Slow it down. Don't do any tricks or anything that you're not comfortable with just to be with somebody. Don't sell your soul like that. I just felt like, you know, like she felt like she, you know, was just, you know, doing too much. And if that's too much, then it's too much. You got enough to deal with, like I said, you know, with your faith and all of that stuff. And I just want to, you know, I'm just going to pray that God just keeps you strong. And maybe this is something for you to consider to just kind of sustain from, you know, because you don't know who you're going to be with. You don't know what kind of stuff they're going to ask. You don't know these people. Take your time. Okay. All right. Listen, this has been
interesting.
Thank you, Mondale. It's good you calling in. Have a nice day.
Call back anytime.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, this was a lot, Gina. Anyway, like I said, I felt, you know, but this is some of the things that some of us in the kingdom are going through. You know what I'm saying? And they don't talk about it. And they, you know, put up with a lot of stuff that they should not. I know one girl that I was mentoring, and she told me that her guy that she was messing around with took care of her, but he smoked crack. I'm like, well, girl, you're going to end up smoking crack.
That's all you're going to do, baby. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do that because you got to be with somebody. Yeah. So it's all different kind of stuff. We just don't talk. We know everybody don't talk about it, but we're going to talk about it right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right.
Send us the emails.
Yeah, send emails, send more, send stuff. And don't hesitate. Okay, we got to go. But listen, this is all love. We love you so much. We're praying for you. We believe God to keep you in perfect peace. You know, follow us on Instagram and Facebook on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and Gina, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Facebook, and on Gina R. Prince on at Gina R. Prince on Instagram. And you, Gina, you're at what?
I'm Gina G. Too Funny. You can follow me on all platforms. And make sure you let Alexa know that you want to listen to Gina's radio chat, and she'll come right in your ear.
Exactly. All right, you guys. We love you so much for tuning in. Keep telling people. You never know. All right. Thank you so much. We love you. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. We love you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.